Washington Post gives Joe Biden four Pinocchios for saying Hunter never made money in China. By Christina Wong on August 3, 2023. The Washington Post's fact-checker, Glenn Kessler, gave President Joe Biden four Pinocchios for lying about his son Hunter Biden not making money in China. Kessler documented two instances where Biden denied his son had made money in China. In an October 22, 2020 presidential debate, Biden told moderator Kristen Welker, "My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China? I have not had, the only guy who made money from China is this guy, Donald Trump. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China." In a September 29, 2020 debate, Trump told Biden, "Once you became vice president, Hunter Biden made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow and various other places," to which Biden responded, "That's not true." Kessler wrote. But now, nearly 3 years later, Biden's assertions have been directly rebutted by Hunter himself. In court testimony last week, the younger Biden acknowledged that he in fact had been paid substantial sums in China, the first official confirmation that this was the case. He added, "What is clear is that Hunter Biden did receive a dollar from China." Kessler noted that Hunter's admission came shortly before lawmakers were due to interview his former business partner, Devin Archer. Kessler also reviewed what he said were the facts about Hunter's past business dealings in China. He noted that Hunter flew on his father's Air Force aircraft when the then vice president was on an official trip to China in 2013. And that by Hunter's own admission, he used the trip to connect with a Chinese business partner, and even introduced the partner to his father. Kessler noted that 12 days after he was in China, Hunter joined the board of a just-formed investment advisory firm known as BHR, Bohai, Harvest and Rosemont, whose partners included Chinese entities, including the partner he introduced to his father. The goal was to raise $1.5 billion, although they fell short of that, Kessler said. He wrote that Hunter later acquired a 10% interest in the entity overseeing the fund, but his lawyers claimed he divested of it after his father was elected president. Kessler noted that after Biden left public office, Hunter in 2017 inked a deal with Chinese energy conglomerates China Energy, and that documents found on his laptop showed that over the course of 14 months, and its executives paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother, James. Kessler also noted that a former Hunter business partner, Tony Bobulinski, said an email found on Hunter's laptop about a proposed partnership agreement involving SFC that said 10% would be held by H for the big guy, was a reference to Joe Biden. What wasn't clear until now was how much money Hunter Biden personally received from these deals, Kessler wrote. Kessler wrote that last week, under questioning from U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Norica, Hunter acknowledged he earned nearly $2.4 million in 2017 and $2.2 million in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. Under questioning, he acknowledged that in 2017 he earned just under $1 million from a company he formed, Hudson West, with a CEO of a Chinese business conglomerate, and then later he earned an additional $644,000 from SFC later that year. He also acknowledged he earned $500,000 in director's fees from Ukrainian natural gas and oil company Burisma, as well as $70,000 from Romanian business interests. Hunter acknowledged that on March 22, 2018, he received $1 million payment for legal fees for Patrick Ho, a SFC official who was later charged in connection with a scheme to bribe African leaders. Kessler also noted that both Democrats and Republicans acknowledged that Devin Archer testified behind closed doors that Hunter had put his father on speakerphone with business associates about 20 times over the course of a decade, despite Biden saying he had never spoken to his son about his business dealings. Democrats and the White House claimed those instances did not amount to a substantive conversation. A Biden aide told Kessler that at the time Biden made his false claims, he was addressing a barrage of false attacks by Donald Trump. Kessler conceded that Biden may have been sloppy in his phrasing, but concluded, "The fact remains that Biden, during the debate, denied his son had made money in China." In court last week, his son has said he earned hundreds of thousands of dollars from Chinese business deals. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter. Truth Social, or on Facebook.